Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Alright, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. The audio is coming in a little wonky, coming out a little wonky. What do you got? It's Wonky Tonk, Willy Wonky, Rick Tittle with you, downtown San Francisco, Sports Byline USA, the network that started it all, sports talk on a coast-to-coast basis back in the 80s. And yet this is the only hour all week where it's not sports talk, it's video games. Yeah, that's right, I said it. 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk. Well, unless you listen to my show, 9 to noon, there's a lot of entertainment and comedy, but I digress. This is the 1 hour to get in and talk video games. All video games, any genre, any system. If you are a hardcore gamer, if you're a neophyte, come on in. And the toll-free number is 1-800-878-PLAY. Once again, 1-800-878-7529. Listen to my excited voice. I sound like I'm in a commercial. Visa and MasterCard are accepted. Sale ends January 1st. 1-800-878-7529. Any point you want to chime in, we'd love to hear you. We are on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app as well. Plus, where my semi is at, White Line Fever. The Dan Patrick Channel on Sirius XM 211 in progress. How you doing? We stream through sportsbyline.com. Go there, click listen live. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com, and you use that email address to win the game. I'll give away a 40 after, as I always do. Plus, cheat code request, rick@sportsbyline.com. We're on SBNationLive.com as well. Proud to be on the SB Nation Network at Houston, Texas. The stars at night are big and bright. Also, most importantly, last but not least, the American Forces Radio Network, worldwide. 500 outlets, 177 countries, ships at sea. If you're doing a great job, you're in the military, and we're proud of you. Keep it up, and stay safe. Come home soon. The Twitter is at Rick Tittle, and we are going to start off with an interview down in New Zealand. Yeah, that's right, Middle Earth. Talk a little rugby, where it's a religion down there. So, we'll take a quick break. We'll come on back with some rugby video game talk right here on the Video Game Review.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
800-725-1651. 800-725-1651. That's 800-725-1651.
paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Dancing crew, trip for two, nail the final interview. Game with Doug, brand new mug. Come here, kid, give me a hug. The more you want to do, the more we want to do. Boosters designed for COVID-19 variants are now available. If you've had your primary series, schedule an updated COVID-19 booster appointment as soon as you're eligible. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel, because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
The Video Game Review.
Welcome back to Sports Byline USA, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We go out to New Zealand now, and we are joined by Kiwi video game guru Jeremy Bell, and he is here to talk about Blackout Rugby, which is available now on Steam and mobile, and this is from Blackout Games. It is the most in-depth rugby team management sim ever. Jeremy, welcome to the program. How did this all get underway? What was the genesis behind this project?
Well, first of all, it's good to be here. Thanks for inviting me. The genesis, well, this project actually started a very long time ago, around the 2007 Rugby World Cup, and we've had a browser game running for many years now. And then we were approached by an investor who wanted to take us to the next level. And we wanted to take the game to mobile and desktop and really put our users in the shoes of a club manager and run the show and send their team out on the pitch to compete against others around the world.
What would be the separation from other sims? It's like in this game, you can do this, this, and this that was not available or thought of before.
Yeah, so one of our favorite new features is a card system that, so typically you might see in other games, cards would represent players, and we just felt like that didn't give each user their own real sense of ownership over that player, because everybody then ends up with the same players. So one of our exciting features is our card system, which allows people to use cards in more of a game mechanics way to really help them play their own unique strategy over their club. So you can play cards related to training, match tactics, health, academy, contracts, all that kind of thing.
Now, this is an MMO, rugby manager, as you build your club. What about training the team and then, as I mentioned, competing on the world stage?
Yeah, so training, what you're doing is... training is one of our users' favorite features, right? Because you get to see, watch your players grow and level up in all the different skills. So you can train, you're training each day by setting up regimes and applying training sessions to different groups of players. You have two groups of skills. You've got technical skills, which effectively only go up, and then you've got physical attributes, which are more like speed and strength and things like that, which are sort of revolving around an average, and you have to keep them trained up or else they'll come back down. And then you've got match training as well. So the more matches you send your club out to play, the more benefit they'll get as well there.
Now I have to ask, is it just for the All Blacks, or can you put the haka in all these teams, the old Maori performance?
Oh man, that would be a cool feature to add one day. No, we don't have the haka in the game just yet, but you can pick a team from, you can create a team in any country in the world and compete globally as well. And you can have multiple clubs, so you can have a club in your home country and a club in a different country as well.
What can you properly just put into words just how big rugby is in New Zealand and just how huge it is to be on the All Blacks?
In New Zealand, it's our lifeblood as a nation. If the All Blacks lose, there are headlines within minutes asking for the coach to be sacked. and that has been happening a lot recently with the current streak the All Blacks are on. Yeah, it's a big deal here. Pretty much anybody in New Zealand is very, very much into rugby.
Now, let's talk about the innovation of that card system that you were mentioning, you know, just from improving a youth prospect or just maybe strengthening a tactical aspect for your upcoming matches.
Yeah, so effectively what each card gives you is some sort of buff or boost. Each card has a level. Each card has a cost. So each day your club will provide you with what we call card energy, and that allows you to play a certain number of cards. However, one of the big issues in game design right now is microtransactions and pay to win and things like that. And so part of what we want to do, part of our design ethos, is to not be too pay to win and not allow paying users to effectively just spend $1,000 and go out on the field and win. So card energy, for example, you can't buy more card energy. You are limited. Every user is limited by the card energy they get that day. What a paying user could do is buy more, a bigger variety of cards to fit the situation.
The infrastructure of the club, I like how you guys are all in. Your training facility, your medical facilities, broadcasting studios, and how cool is it building statues of your former great players. What was it like to, you know, just even in beta testing, to get all that stuff down and to be so ambitious?
What was it like? It was very stressful and long. Anybody in game development will tell you that it's very, very difficult to build a game, and we all wondered together how any game gets made. We thought this was going to be a one-year project, but it turned into five. Yeah, it was long and stressful, and it's a real win to get to this point. We've been soft launched for a couple of months now, but very fun and exciting along the way to implement all the features we wanted to build.
I would also think too that as involved as it is, you don't want to make it like a flight sim that you'd have to be a pilot to do. You want to make it user friendly, but you also don't want it dumbed down. You want the people who are really into rugby to take advantage of it. So how do you walk that line between too simple and too complicated?
That's a great question. So for us, we've gone for a level of depth that sits sort of in between Football Manager, which is really, really in depth, and a game like Top 11, which is a little bit on the lighter side. So what we've done is just created good depth for the hardcore players who want that depth and want that control and strategy, but we've given people options, and we've made it well known that if you just want to pick a preset game plan, that's totally fine. We've provided lots of help tips throughout the game, and we've got a great video series on YouTube as well to help those people who may not know rugby out the gate.
I think it's really cool, too, that, you know, in a lot of sims over the years, you would have all this great in-depth involvement, and then you would say play, and they'd say, you won, you know, these two guys scored the goals if it was soccer or whatever. But for you, you can actually watch these things play out in 3D, huh?
Yes, absolutely. Our match engine is something that we've been developing for well over a decade now. That engine came through from the browser game I mentioned earlier, and since then has had a deep revamp to track every player on the field for the full 80 minutes. We do shorten the match, so we cut out all of the in-between play sort of things, so that we cram as much rugby as we can into the shorter matches that we provide.
So I mentioned the Youth Academy. How does that system work for you, and how much do you fast-track guys, and how much do you have to let them sort of marinate and learn through experience?
So the Academy is a system where you can invest as much or as little into that part of the game as you like. That could be part of your strategy to maybe even ignore the Academy and go to the transfer market instead. But the Academy, if you invest in it, what you're doing is sending your scouts out. They will find a potential prospect player for you, and then you can, from there, you can either send them back out again to get another scout. Say you didn't get at the position, or say you're looking for a star player, you can try again and again. And then it takes about 7 days to develop the player from there, and there's a card system involved there as well. So you can effectively sculpt and shape the player before they are then promoted into your main squad.
And then a transfer market as well, kind of an auction?
Yeah, exactly. So anybody can put, they can train players up and list them on the market and make some money that way. And then if you're on the other side as a buyer, so you've just come into the game and you wanna get rid of a few players who you don't like and bring in some fresh blood, you can absolutely go to the market. And as the game grows and that market begins to thrive, there's some bargains coming up too.
What about, last question for you, the idea of a union or a clan, like getting together, as they say, online and forming up these sort of alliances?
Yeah, so that's one of our most exciting features, because that's a feature where people can really get involved with their community around them and create a cool social club, if you like. And as you say, yes, it's our version of guilds or clans that you might see in other games, allowing members and clubs to come together. You can, at the moment, you can do challenges together. So you might be doing things like score 1,000 tries, and as a collective of clubs. And then once you complete that, you're earning points towards leveling up your union. And what we've got coming up is our first significant union feature, which we're calling Rep Teams, and that's where everybody's nominating two or three players from their own club into a pool of players, and then as a union, everybody's voting to create your lineup, and that creates the team that's going to go out onto the field. So that's kind of like how super rugby teams work, for example, here in the Southern Hemisphere. And then we're going to use that same system down the track to create national teams as well, to go out and compete in World Cups, very exciting tournaments to come.
Blackout Rugby Manager, available on Steam, iOS, Android. Go to blackoutrugby.com for more information. We have been speaking to the founder of Blackout Sports, Jeremy Bell, live from New Zealand. Jeremy, congratulations on the game. Thanks for joining us at whatever hour you're at right now. We really appreciate it.
No worries. It's been a pleasure.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. We will take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days. All in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. 800-761-9334. That's 800-761-9334.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Apologize for the audio is a little bit wonky tonight, but we'll get it back lickety-split the way we usually have it. I'm Rick Tittle, and there are open lines if you'd like to get in at 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. You know, I've always appreciated every video game, at least the effort, especially sports video games and sports that I don't really... not a huge fan of. I definitely respect all the sports. Like rugby, I'm not a rugby fan, but I respect it. I know how tough it is. It's just that I was a college football player, and for me, everything is about going forward, and then rugby, everything is going backwards so much. I just never really liked it, but I definitely respect the sport. As I said, I know how tough it is. I had friends that played it, and I'm interested in a rugby video game. It's the same thing with golf. I think golf is dumb. I mean, it's a good way to drop off the face of the earth for 4.5 hours with your friends and drive around a cart, but I would never watch any golf on TV. It'd be like cutting open an apple and watching it turn brown. That's just me, and a lot of people love it. I respect how hard it is. It's more of a game of skill, really, than a sport, kind of like darts or bowling. But I love golf video games, most of them. I really love them. And so I remember when I was in England several years ago, they had Brian Lara Cricket. And I thought, oh, you know, I've had a lot of people try to explain cricket to me. I remember I was in a
hostel in Berlin in the mid-'80s, and there's an English guy, and I said, okay, I'll explain baseball if you explain cricket. And we found out just how impossibly hard it was to do those two things. If you don't grow up with baseball, because I think baseball is very simple, but you try to explain it, and he's like, well, why did that guy, why is he out? And I go, well, there's a force on that play. Well, why isn't he out? Well, now there's no force. Well, how come he went? Well, he tagged up. He had to wait till the guy caught the ball. What? How come that guy doesn't bat every time? He has to wait his turn in order. Well, why would you throw him a pitch to hit if he's that good? Well, if you throw four bad ones, then he gets to go on base for free. Oh, well, why are they going counterclockwise? It's like, ah! It's hard. And so for cricket, I am kind of fascinated by it a little bit. When I was in England 20 years ago, I got a cricket bat and a cricket ball just to kind of hang around, almost like Spinal Tap, to have my cricket bat with me. But I'm always interested in seeing the fun of any game, and I think a lot of times we close off our hearts and our minds sometimes, like, ah, I don't like rugby, or I don't like, you know, or I don't like soccer, or I don't like lacrosse. And it's like, well, what if the game is ridiculously fun? I think probably the best example of that for me was when EA made their hockey game for the Genesis. It's so many people who love that game that would never go to an NHL game. Just not into it. But the game was so ridiculously fun that you think, why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't you? Let's go to the email bag, rick@sportsbyline.com. This is from Thayer. Is that your first name? Thank you, Thayer. Thayer says, Rick, have you gotten a PS5 yet? And would you pay too much, would you pay too much for one? Well, you know, it's funny. I don't have one, by the way. And the other day, I almost had a hankering of getting an Xbox Series X because I know that Starfield from Bethesda is going to start off as a Microsoft exclusive. And I thought, well, I'll get it for my PC. But it's funny you should say that, Thayer, because I was looking in the last couple weeks, and I thought, how high would I go? Because I had this sort of line in the sand that I didn't want to pay more than face value, and I want a hard disk version, obviously, but $500 is a lot of money. And so I'm not really interested in Horizons West or whatever, all these things that are bundled with it. And so, it's like, oh, $850 bundle. I actually, when it came out, almost 2 years ago, I went out and I got an extra controller because they did have those in stock, and I thought, well, I'm going to need it. So it's been sitting in the box for almost 2 years, the extra controller. Sad. It is really sad. Like, Tittle, I thought you had the hookup. Not really. But I was on eBay the other day, and some of these places say local pickup. If you're in that area, you can just go pick it up. And every time I've looked, it says like Tupelo, Mississippi or something. I'm like, yeah, I'm not near there. But I was looking at one, and it said brand new hard disk, PS5, unopened inbox, spanking new, and it said $549. And I thought, I'd pay an extra 50. I've been waiting 2 years. I'll pay an extra 50. And so local pickup was Antioch, California, which is about a half hour from my house here in the East Bay. I live in the Oakland-Berkeley area. And so I thought, I'll drive to Antioch to pick it up. But then I looked, and it said free shipping. I'm like, why would it say free shipping but local pickup only? And then I looked at the guy's name or gal, whoever it is, but the name on the account had zero feedback and zero previous sales. And then I looked, and there were a lot of other Bay Area spots, same exact ad, but a different name with zero previous sales for that town. And so I always wonder, like, Does eBay, can they not see a scam immediately? But that's all I could think of. I'm not going to pay somebody $550 and then drive to Antioch and then be like, and then it's not there. So it was too good to be true, to tell you the truth. There was a guy, a certain sports personality who does what I do. He's a radio guy. And this was about 6 months ago. He put out a tweet, and it was a picture of about 12 PS5s, and it said, hey, I got 12 of these things. I just want to sell them for face value, giving the money to charity. And I never once questioned, why would this guy get 12 of them? So it just said, DM me. So I DM'd him, and I'm like, I'd like one. And he's like, okay, cool. Just, you know, here's my information for Venmo or Zelle, whatever it was. And then I looked, and it wasn't really him. It was an account that looked like him. So it would be like, you know, if Bob Costas, Costas with a K. I mean, it wasn't that obvious. But then I realized, oh, my gosh, this is a total scam right now. And it seems like the paper trail that you have, it would be pretty easy to find these scammers. And I'm not saying the guys on eBay with zero previous sales are scammers, but it sure as heck looks like it when they've never done it before. So the old caveat emptor, I'm totally on board with let the buyer beware. I've seen a couple of them that are been refurbished, or what do they say, renewed. You renew a library book. And so it's like, this is certified pre-owned BMW. Oh, yeah, I'll certify somebody owned this thing before. It's used. And if it was a used PS5 for $50, you think, well, it's broken. And then they want a used PS5 for $450, and it's like, well, if I'm paying that much, then I want something new. So I'm still waiting for the new. The answer to the question is no, I don't have one yet. And once again, caveat emptor, let the buyer beware. When we come back from this break, I will tell you the game we're giving away, which you have a chance to win, and all the new games coming up this week, and your calls if you want to get in. At 1-800-878-PLAY. I'm Rick Tittle, and this is the Video Game Review.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
Call 800-569-7208. 800-569-7208.
800-569-7208. That's 800-569-7208.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. And yes, the audio is a bit wonky today. What do you want? Huh? It's fine. We're bringing you a show, a really big show. All right, it's 40 after the hour. It's time to give away a brand new game. I have it here, The Return to Monkey Island. That's right, the adventure game. For the Switch and a PC, I have it here for the Switch. Don't give away a lot of Switch games. My question is, what do you think the original name of this game was? Just what do you think it was? Let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. Remember, it's Return to Monkey Island. So what would the original name be if this is Return to Monkey Island? Just let me know what you think the original name, or the prequel, if you like. And this game will be on its way to you, rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer wins it. And I'll get to the new games here in a minute. This game's coming out tomorrow. So this is a brand new one, baby. All right. I'm a big World War One buff. Because I love carnage. No, I'm just a big World War One buff, and I talked about this last week with the game Isonzo, even though it's just a poor, it's a poor man's Battlefield One is what it is. But there's another game that's recently come out this month called Beyond the Wire. And Beyond the Wire is trying to be the epic first world simulation. And when you sign up, you're put into a player-organized battalion, and then there's just full military operations all over Europe, 50 on 50. That's right, a 100-player server. And you can be whatever you want. You can be an artilleryman who just sits there and shells everybody from afar. Or maybe you want to be on a Maxim gun, like a machine gun or a Lewis gun. Maybe you want to be a scout and hide in a fake tree and look for headshots or you're the other snipers across no man's land, right? It all sounds very exciting. And I was reading the review on IGN about it, too, when what they thought about it. But it's basically... You could say a little bit more of a thinking man's interpretation of Battlefield 1. Now, Battlefield 1 came out from DICE in 2016. It's one of the greatest games of all time, if you ask me, first-person shooter-wise. But the problem with Beyond the Wire is that, quote-unquote, no one's playing it. Huh? So what Redstone should Interactive should have done is just make smaller lobbies, because when it launched on September 1st, it was just full throttle, and it was just, you know, you felt like you were in that Sam Mendes 1917 game, and it was just swarming all over the place. And, you know, it's the kind of thing where you get shot, you don't see it coming. I mean, it's, you know, gray skies and heavy machinery, and a lot of people thought that this is like Arma. Now, that's the thing that, for me, really suffered with Arma, and I played that as well, is that there were empty lobbies. And I think every once in a while, have you ever put on an old game just to see if the servers are still there? And then they're there. And then you see it's like instead of a 30 on 30, it's like a 3 on 3, and you're like, what's going on? Or maybe there have been a couple of games where I've been in the lobby by myself and the game starts and I'm just wandering around. You talk about boring. but you literally are in the game by yourself. And yet I remember playing Arma one time, and I had one of the most anxiety-filled moments of the entire time I've ever played video games, because I think I was in this map the size of Earth, and I went to this airport, and I climbed the top of the air traffic controller, and all of a sudden I heard a Jeep. And I looked out the con, and I could see this Jeep way in the distance coming towards the airport. And so then I ducked, and then I heard the Jeep door close, like someone got out. And so I just laid on the floor with my gun pointed at the opening of the air traffic controllers, like, as soon as this guy walks in, he's going to get it. And he never did. But I just remember lying on the floor for like 20 minutes, and then I finally just gave up. But I just remember, like, as much as I thought that game was going to suck, because it was like, I think it was one-on-one, it's almost like No Man's Sky, where they say, you might bump into somebody else, and it's like, yeah, procedurally generated planets, probably not. But the guns in this game, the rifles really have a kick every time you pull the trigger, and of course, these are all, you know, bolt-action guns. And you know, you always think, you know, you see three soldiers in front of you. Well, maybe you'll shoot one. Now, how fast can you pull the bolt on these things? There's no kill tags, so the only way you know somebody's dead is if they stop firing at you. You'll have a melee weapon, maybe a sword, maybe a club, and there are some really grisly slugfests in this, which I like. The choices in this game are really, you know, 360. You can go any which way you want, and then death is everywhere. But similar to Battlefield 2 or Planetside, the character classes are divided into distinct military sections, with one player serving as the leader of each squad, and the other one's just got to follow the orders. So the leader's duty hinges on whatever section they're in charge of. So if they're leading an artillery division, then they're going to dictate where they want the mortars to be built or the howitzers. But the subservients do all the construction work. So it's an interesting little concept that adds another layer of strategy as well, that all of this is accentuated by the graphics, because the maps are gigantic, and they follow the standard Battlefield-ish control point formula. They send you, you know, trampling over mud and dead bodies and, you know, meadows with blood everywhere. I mean, it's very, very good looking. And Redstone, I think, marries that quality with the gameplay mechanics. What I mean by that is, so like if a bullet hits flesh, it explodes in a puff of pink mist, which is the only surefire way to know that you've hit somebody. And so, like most hardcore shooters, Beyond the Wire is more focused on experiencing its setting than, you know, the sort of the esports quality of readability of headshots and things like that. So it never feels great to be picked off the field and by a combatant that you never saw, but that's more realistic. And so, as I mentioned, when this game got going on the first, it was clicking on all cylinders. But whenever it got to the point where people saw it and be like, yeah, okay, I played it, whatever, there was one point where the only active server was up, and it had 63 players. So, what, 32 against 31? And then they came out with a patch already, a 1.0, and the most that had been seen was 16. And you're like, wow, there are only six now, it's an 8-on-8. So it's easy to see the potential of this game, but if the player pool is already dried up, like this game's 8 years old, how do you experience it? So I think this will be alleviated if Redstone just hemmed in a few of these maps and then just, you know, maybe made some tighter combat corridors or some alternative modes. And, I mean, right now the only other thing you can do besides going on that 50-on-50 map is to go to a shooting range. And, or what you could do is fill these with NPCs or bots, and then do a co-op that way as well. But right now, it's just really the long-term health of this game, if you want, is not good. And it's hard to know why. I mean, like I said, the other game, Zonzo, came out right about the same time. But, you know, neither of these games compares to Battlefield 1, in my opinion, which is, you know, a PS4 game, which is also, you know, Xbox One. It's almost, you know, it's 5-6 years old now. So this is Beyond the Wire is a cool game. It's got a lot of World War One up the kazoo. It's pretty amazing to have, like I said, those Arma 50-on-50 maps, and, you know, beautiful graphics as well. It just has a manpower shortage. And it's if there's no people, if people aren't playing, it isn't necessarily the fault of the developer, but it kind of is. You know, like, why aren't people playing your game? What's wrong with it? You know, they have to come to you, and you have to make them come. And to me, it's just a simple, it's not fun enough for that many people. All right, let's get to the releases this week. Return to Monkey Island, the game I just gave away, an adventure game on the Switch and the PC. There Is No Light, an action adventure for the PC. Truck Driver Simulation on the X and S and the PS5. Can you listen to Sirius 211 on there? There's Amnesia Crowd. There's Amnesia Later. There's Amnesia Later X Crowd. And there's Amnesia Memories. All of these are adventure visual novels. Four completely separate games, now all on the Switch. Construction Simulator. Get up there and drive that tractor. All the big boy systems, but no Switch. Deathloop, an action game exclusive to the X and S. Hardspace, Shipbreaker. This is an interesting game I want to play. Xbox Series X and S and PS5. Jack Move. This is an RPG sci-fi game for the Switch, PS4, and Xbox One. Solstice. This is a PC, PS5, Xbox, X, and S. Gundam Evolution, an action game on the PC. Squad 51 versus the Flying Saucers. This is a shoot 'em up for the PC. It's got a real kind of B-movie look, and it looks to me like World War II fighters versus Flying Saucers, judging by the cover art. All right. Desert Revenant. This is a deck builder RPG roguelike for the PC. Electrician Simulator for the PC. Ma'am, I need to change your outlet here. No Place for Bravery. This is an action RPG on the PC and the Switch. And One Shot, an adventure puzzle game. A few more here. Serial Cleaners, an action game. Session Skate Sim. And the Diofield Chronicle, an RPG strategy game. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We will take a quick break, and we'll come on back with the cheat code right here on the Video Game Review.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now.
at 800-378-3508, 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. It's time for the cheat code, older game. Send them in, rick@sportsbyline.com. I have one here from Carlos. Carlos writes in from, where is it? Oh, yeah, Salt Lake City. He says, Rick, how do I get diplomatic immunity in GTA? Well, diplomatic immunity just means the cops aren't going to chase you. But the cheat code for that is AEZAKMI. Once again, like AZAKMI. It's AEZAKMI. The other thing to remember, too, is that if the cops are chasing you and you have the chitty chitty bang bang, if you write in chitty chitty bang bang, any car you're driving can fly. But if the cops are chasing you and you start flying, sometimes the cops will fly up there with you. That's why I like the Rocket Man cheat. With Rocket Man, you can have a jetpack. Or if you type in kangaroo, you can just jump three times higher than everyone else, and you can basically jump on the roofs of any houses that are in front of you if they're not too high. Do you play the missions in GTA? I don't. I can't resist the cheat codes. I'm Rick Tittle. We will say goodbye for now, but we will see you next week right here on the Video Game Review.